to Living with Moxie, where Shefali Burns and Donna Martouche, authors, entrepreneurs, and leaders in the world of business, education, and coaching, share ideas, resources, and strategies from the hosts and their guests to provide you with the leverage you require to meet and exceed your business and personal goals. Join us for unique insights from outstanding achievers in business, relationships, health, finances, and living as they share strategies, wisdom, and lessons learned on the path to extraordinary living. Are you ready to live with Moxie?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Living with Moxie here on Om Times Radio. I'm your host, the host, Shefali Burns, and we are waiting for my co-host, Donna Martouche, to be on any second. And I'm so excited today because we have a special guest with us on the show, and her name is Linda Albright. And Linda is was one of Donna's business coaches a few years ago. And so Donna has watched Linda help business owners go from surviving to thriving. And that's what we are all wanting to do and trying to do. That's why we're in business, is to thrive. But thriving in a way that we are being of service, we are being contribution, you know, we are really expressing ourselves. So Linda has a gift for helping people get clear on their target and map out their plan to success. So we're going to be talking to Linda in just a moment. I'm going to just check in to see if Donna is with us now. Donna, are you there?
Okay, great.
Hello? Donna, you made it.
I made it. Hello, everybody.
Welcome. So, yay, we're all here. And I was just saying what the show is going to be about, and we were just waiting for you to get on. I haven't introduced our special guest yet, so I was hoping that you would like to do that.
I would love to do that. Hi, Linda. How are you?
Hi, Donna. Hi, Shefali. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we are so excited to have you.
It's going to be so much fun.
It is going to be so much fun, and I'm very glad. So I have been talking about the fact that Linda's going to be on the show and mentioning it in a few of our previous shows. So many of you already know that Linda is someone who I admire, who I've used myself as a business coach, who I have personally watched her help people who really have, you know, they have a business idea, but turning it into life and then turning it into money and then turning it into six-figure salaries is just something that I've seen Linda be able to help people do over time. And that takes some skill. Like, lots of people talk about being a coach. Many people talk about helping people being successful in business. One of the things that Shefali and I have talked about is finding people for our show that really know how to break that down into steps and offer people who really are looking to live with Moxie, as we always say, who really are looking to take their life, their business to the next level, can walk away literally with pieces of information that will help them take something to the next step. So Linda Albright created Women's Wealth Revolution. She was the founder of that. She believes financially and spiritually empowered women make the world stronger, healthier, and happier. And for that reason, she's very passionate about helping heart-centered visionaries reclaim their confidence, align their personal spirituality with their business mission, and make great money with their natural gifts and talents, which is one of the things that I love about her, because in my experience, I've seen, and still to this day, hear so many people believe that being in a business that's connected to either healing or spirituality in one way or another, or heart-centered even, is something that means that you're of service, and of service means you cannot make money. So Linda has decades of experience building successful companies, ranging from a chimney sweep business to an investor-funded .com, in addition to running her own multi-six-figure company. Linda serves on the advisory board of the National Networking Group, over 40 females, of which I've been a member, and is a founding board member of the Copper Beach Institute, an exciting new center for mindfulness in Connecticut. So, Linda, we are so very excited to have you here. Welcome to Living with Moxie.
Thank you. I was so excited when you reached out, Donna. Anything you're doing, I'm hitching my wagon to. So thanks for inviting me. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, we do really well. We do very well together. I'm very excited to have you here.
Yeah.
And today, do you want to tell our audience about your topic a little bit? I'm so excited about your topic.
Yeah, it's a little inflammatory sounding, but I'm really passionate about it. You know how I get when I get passionate about something, Donna. So the title is The Three Biggest Business Lies That Keep Money and Fulfillment Away. And I actually mean that because I feel like as earnest and heart-centered, as we say, entrepreneurs and women and men are, you know, trying to put their work out into the world and they're trying to do the right thing and they're following this guru and they're following that template, I just feel like they're being misguided, and I want to correct some of the misperceptions that might be out there. I see a couple of pieces that are missing, and I want to plug those in so that whatever the listeners are already doing, we can enhance that and ideally quantum leap them towards success. Because, as you know, the people who are listening on this program are the ones who are the change makers of society. They're the ones who are going to make a difference and help lead this planet in the right direction. It's not the ones who are not listening, who are, you know, in front of the TV or doing other things that are not visionary, not edge walking, not cutting edge. And so let's give the tools to the people who can really make a difference. So that's what I'm passionate about.
Awesome. I know. And I've seen you do that over and over again. And I've seen people really walk away with some great information. So I just said that, you know, and so that the audience remembers, we do go to break about every 15 minutes. We have approximately about 4 minutes. And in that 4 minutes, I was wondering if maybe we could just talk about one of the three things that are really one of the biggest things that you'd like to share with everybody.
Absolutely. And if you don't mind, before I get into the three things, I want to set the stage, and I can do it in 4 minutes or less. Because here's what I've realized is that if everybody in their mind could picture a stool, okay, a three-legged stool, all right, and you need three legs, at least three legs, if not four, to have a stool support you. Now, picture a stool with two legs. You're going to wobble, fall over, and picture a stool with one leg. You can't be supported with one or two legs. You must have three. So what are these three legs? When you're doing anything in business, in relationships, in health, you need three pillars. And it's very simple, especially in Om Times Radio. It's mind, body, spirit. But what are we talking about mind, body, and spirit when it comes to business or even relationships? So think about this. We all have the mind dialed in, right? Mind, it means problem solving, your cognitive functions, clever strategies. And we know that we live in our heads. A lot of us have a hard time connecting to our bodies and our heart centers, and we're very good at the mental masturbation, I call it. And we also know that it's our responsibility to control our thoughts, because our thoughts have a great impact. And if you're in business and you want to sell a product or at a networking meeting, you need your brain to be working. Like, this, I don't want to ditch the brain. It's good. There's steps you need to take in sales and in networking and building a business, directions you need to follow, instructions to create certain products and things you want to create. But the mind alone is not going to get you where you want to go. And most people are building their businesses from their mind alone because that's all we've been taught. So then there's the body. Why the body? Like, how strange is that to think you need your body in business? I mean, I never had my body in business. I was mostly living from the head. Well, first of all, it's our energy center, right? I mean, we know that. And we know that the amount of energy we have for any task is going to correlate to what we put in our bodies. We know that. That's obvious. Personally, mm-hmm. If I eat too much sugar, I'm going to be, like, passed out on the chair, and I'm not going to be doing what I need to do. And what we forget is that the body's a repository for everything. So every gut feeling, now Donna, you know this, right? Every gut feeling, every intuitive hit starts in the body, and then it travels to the mind, and then we label it. You know, we say things like, I don't feel well, I don't know, the decision just doesn't feel right, because your body is always registering the world. And as you know, dis-ease is when something's not right in the body. There's either too much of something, something stuck, not enough of something. And so the body in business is responsible for intuition and energy and vibration. So that is definitely something we need to bring into our business. And, of course, the third mm-hmm. thing is spirit. So mind, body, spirit. So what is this talking about? I'm talking about intuition, momentum, creativity, resourcefulness, serendipity, flow, and trust, which comes from spiritual practice and connecting to something larger than yourself. So if you're accessing all three systems in your body, I mean, in your business or in your life, great, you're going to get a lot further faster. If you're not firing on all cylinders, you're sitting on a stool that's going to tip over. So I don't know about you, but if I'm building a business, a life, a relationship, my health, I want mental sharpness and strategy and problem solving. I want serendipity, flow, and creativity, and I want energy and intuition, which is mind, body, spirit. So I can, if we have another minute, I'll give you examples of what happens when your stool is one or two-legged. So if you're just in the mind, right, just in the mind, I think we have like a minute or two. So just cut me off.
Yep.
I know how I go. If you're just in the mind, you're a floating head, right? And we all know people, and I can say this because I've been it, not connected to your body. Sometimes the bodies are in chronic pain. Sometimes you're carrying around that extra weight. That's because you probably don't have as strong of a connection to the body that you need. And you're just living intellectually. I was raised in an intellectual family that you don't feel and you don't share. You just sort of line up in the head. Okay, if you're just working from mind and body, you're a workhorse. And I've been this too, because you're working where you're efforting, you're making it happen, you're pushing, you're burning out, and you might make money, but you won't be fulfilled for very long. There's no flow, there's no inspiration, there's no momentum, you've left spirit out of the equation. I have many, many, many successful women, one woman, $4 million business, and not happy. Has all the money she needs, has all the balance she needs, has all the vacation she needs, and not happy. She's missing that spiritual component.
Absolutely. Then, I'm going to hold you right there. We're going to hold off for the last part. And what I'm really going to say is I want people to think about that. And I also want people to think about the fact, you know, Linda said some really brilliant components here. That's just the tip of the iceberg. But your body is your biggest sensory organ, and it gives you a lot of information. We're about to go to break, so come back with your questions. We look forward to you being here on OM Times Radio, Living with Moxie. We'll be right back.
Conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Spiritual, metaphysical, green living, psychic, alternative healing, life coaching. Do any of these or similar terms apply to your business or cause? If so, you are in a niche market with a very specific audience. Conscious Gate PR is the world's leading conscious public relations agency. With a global reach of over 4 million and growing, we offer comprehensive media campaigns to our targeted market. Learn more at ConsciousGatePR.com. Conscious marketing for conscious minds.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
There is no death, only a change of worlds. Chief Seattle. Deborah Livingston is an award-winning intuitive psychic medium whose international services include mediumship, spiritual assessment, animal communication, and spiritual mentoring. She is a published author and a trained shaman. Deborah provides evidential messages from spirit and departed loved ones. Learn more at devlivemedium.com. That's D-E-B-L-I-V medium.com.
I left my heart in San Francisco.
Hi, this is Tony Bennett, and I'm a volunteer for LifeBeat. The music industry fights AIDS. We all know that there are some new medications for people with AIDS, but there is still no cure. This is why I personally volunteer for LifeBeat. The AIDS crisis is not over, and people need help. Volunteer for your local AIDS organization. They need you.
Hello? Hello, everyone. We are back here on Living with Moxie on Om Times Radio, and I am just all excited about this conversation that we are having with our guest, Linda Albright. Just, I mean, really, everything that she is saying right now is like I am resonating with. I'm so in tune with her. This is going to be a phenomenal call, and we just got started. So we do want to mention the phone number so that you can call in. We will be taking live callers a little bit later in the show. So the number is 1-202-570-7057. Again, that's 1-202-570-7057. So Linda, I'm loving everything that you're saying right now. You know, the three pieces that you're talking about, the mind, body, and the spirit, and how we need all three to be in balance so that we can be successful in business and life, so that we can truly live with Moxie. So I know that you were just giving us an example at the very end. You didn't finish quite yet, right? So do you want to continue with that? Because this is such a fascinating topic and conversation, and I'm sure, especially for women who are listening, this is going to really get them interested and get their juices flowing and want to hear more from you.
Cool. Okay, cool. So, so we went over what happens when you live from the mind only, meaning, and build your business from that, or mind and body only, you burn out. And if you're only living from spiritual, and I have a lot of spiritual types, love them. I am so, so attracted to the spiritual types. And yet, if you're only living from the spiritual, you may be blissed out, but you'll be broke, because you have to engage mental strategies to make money, and you need to get grounded in the earth, on the earth plane, because otherwise you're going to be floating. I have a lot of clients. It's like, we got to ground you, give you some good strategies to move forward. So so what you can do with this three-legged stool piece, look at any area of your life, business, relationships, health, what have you, and rank yourself. I do this with my clients. Like, okay, in your relationship, how engaged is your mind on 1 to 10? Usually it's a 10. How engaged is your body? Oh, I didn't think about my body. It's about a 2. And how engaged is your spirit? Well, I'm about a 5. And it's just to notice. And true fulfillment is when everything is firing together. It's just, it's gorgeous. So that's the overview that I wanted to lay out before we jump into the three biggest lies that I'm pretty passionate about dispelling. So does that make sense?
It does, absolutely. And, you know, I've worked with business coaches myself in the past, and I always felt that there was something missing. You know, like they were doing, you know, the tried and true methods, right? But yeah. I didn't quite, you know, there was just something missing. So I'm so glad that we're going to be talking about the three biggest lies and really what we can do different to be to be fulfilled in our lives and business.
Yeah, good. Well, and I just want to say, I think the professional coaching, I've been in it for over 15 years, is phenomenal. It's changing lives. I don't fault anybody. This is from my own experience in realizing what's missing, and it's my responsibility to kind of spread the word. So I don't judge anybody. I just want to offer something that's not out there at the moment. So, okay, so do you want to jump into what the myths are that I think are misleading people? You ready?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Well, usually money comes up, right? Business owner or anybody, money comes up, and money challenges or the lack of money or not enough cash flow. And the fallacy is that money challenges are about money. So money is not about money. To solve money problems, you know, we think we just got to go out there and make more of it. Gosh, if I could just make more. It's kind of the mental loop we fall into. I just need more clients, right? Like, yes, that would help. But you're trying to solve the problem with the same mind that created it, as Albert Einstein says. And that's insane.
Right.
So if you're looking at money in a vacuum, I just need to go get more money, you're looking at it from the mind and the head only. So, and think about it. Everyone listening is smart enough to solve almost anything that comes your way. So why do you still have money challenges if your mind was the thing that was going to solve your money problems, and if money was just about money? It's not. And as we know, everything is connected in the universe. So then money is just a symbol. It's a stand-in for other stuff, right? So what's behind the curtain when it comes to your money challenges? Could be, there's a number of things. It could be you're not engaging your body or your spirit when it comes to money. What if when I talk talking about? Like, Linda, what do you mean engage my body in money? How does that happen?
And spirit. How do you engage spirit with money? Because, you know, we've been all told that, you know, if you can't be wealthy if you're spiritual, right?
Yeah, that's a nice. I didn't put that one on the list, but that's a sub list, right? Yeah, you can't be right. So let's dispel some of these. So let's do that last one first. You can't be spiritual and make money at the same time. All right, hello. The spiritual truth is we are abundant creatures with all that we have and need right here at our fingertips. We are not meant to struggle. We're not meant to live in fear, worry, and doubt. We're meant to enjoy the abundance that is here for our taking. The only thing that gets in the way is that we think otherwise. And the spiritual truth is there's plenty to share and spare. And if it's not showing up in our world, we're just a little out of alignment. So, seek ye first the kingdom of God, to quote the Bible, which I rarely do, and all else shall be added. And so go within. If you're having struggles in relationships, health, or business, go inside. So here's my story about being out of alignment with the three stools. I was living kind of off a one-legged or two-legged stool until not that long ago. And this has to do with not engaging the body in money. I really want to explain this. I have invested easily over $100,000 in excellent training programs with excellent mentors who have phenomenal hearts, right? And I am a rule follower and I'm a student. So you give me a template, a script, a formula, and I am going to execute that to the nines, right? And so there I was building a business, six figures, multiple six figures, working a little too hard, not quite in balance, but following the rules. And I did not listen to my body. I did not listen. Now, my body didn't fall apart, thank gosh, but my business almost did because I wasn't listening to my intuitive hits that said, this is not right for you. And had I stopped to listen to my intuitive hits in my body, not my head, because my head has a legal committee that can argue either way, but my body always knows the truth, and I have to hone that muscle so I can feel it. And it had told me long before my mind knew it that I was on the wrong path. So if many of you have probably been to coaching seminars and workshops, and I'll get specific here, and there's a great formula in those things of how to sell, how to sell to people on stage. And I'm an A-plus valedictorian Ivy League student, so I am going to do this right. Guess what? Whenever I got up there, and I did about three or four live events, in my estimation, I completely flopped. Now, did I make money? Yes. Would you have known I flopped? No. But compared to industry standards, I was way subpar, and it's because that formula doesn't work for me. And I had to find out the hard way and had to listen to my intuition and go, okay, this doesn't work, so what will work? And I'll tell you, it's a work in progress because I would prefer somebody just tell me what to do. But in business, especially heart-centered businesses, you can't go that way. So that's an example of you know, money problems. It's not about money. It's about checking in on those three pillars and seeing which one might be out of alignment. And I hope that my tale is cautionary. So whatever you're doing right now that doesn't feel like it's working, check in, do that matrix. Am I out of alignment in my body? Am I not listening to something in my gut? Am I not spiritually connected so that I'm not accessing the momentum it could be? Or, you know, and is my mind just running the show? So that's number one. And I could say a lot more about that, but I want to make sure we have time for the other ones.
We have lots of time. Not to worry. We have about four more minutes until the next break. So you're okay. Good.
Okay. So I guess I can slow down and like take a breath and not rush through this whole thing.
absolutely. Well, you know what, Linda, I was going to add just a little bit about, you know, the intuition and following your intuition, but sometimes recognizing or not being able to recognize those hits. You know, I realized a little bit later in my life, later than I should have, that some of the intuitive hits that I was getting, I was interpreting the wrong way. So I thought the messages I was getting, oh, this is a good thing. And I realized after the fact, like, oh, maybe that message was not that. Maybe it meant something else. But I truly was not connected to my body and listening to those intuitive hits. Instead, I was following my mind. I was listening to the formula that the person was teaching and selling and not really listening to what my body and my intuitive hits were telling me. So I totally, totally get it.
Yeah. And it's tricky, especially, I mean, I'm a coach. I want people to invest in my programs. Like, I want you to trust me that I know more than you do and you can, you know, I'm going to lead the way. But I also want, because that is true. And yet I want I tell my clients, I want to make sure this is a fit for you. Do not follow this formula if you have any misgivings. And Shivali, you know that's why spiritual practice is so helpful, because you'll be mm-hmm. able to hear the inner voice more loudly. It'll turn up the volume on that and turn down the voices in the head that will drive you batshit crazy. Sorry, but it's just
whatever. Yes, absolutely.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
Want to know some fun facts about colonoscopies? Colon cancer is 90% preventable. A colonoscopy can detect and prevent colon cancer in one fell swoop. But here's a not-so-fun fact. Lots of people are so uncomfortable even talking about a colonoscopy that they never get one. If you're 50 or 45 for African Americans, get screened now. Maybe even earlier if you have a family history. To schedule a screening today, visit StopColonCancerNow.com.
Hello, everyone. We are back on Living with Moxie, having a wonderful conversation with our guest, Linda Albright. And Linda is now going to share with us some tools, you know, because those of us who are in business and sometimes, you know, we follow the strategies, you know, we've done all the things we're supposed to do, you know, follow the mind. And it hasn't always turned out the way we wanted. But I realize now part of it is because I wasn't following, you know, my body and spirit, and not really using those two pieces as information to guide me to the next step or what was needing to be done after. So Linda, what were we talking about before we went to break?
So I was mentioning the three biggest myths or lies, and the first one was that money challenges are actually not about money. You need to dig deeper. It's probably something where you're out of alignment in what you're doing. The second one was, I'm sorry, it's not, mindset is not the answer. You got to go deeper than that. The reason law of attraction doesn't work is because it's just mind and it's not embodied. And the third one, which is a tool also that you just keyed up for me, is that achievement, you know, building a business, six figures, full client roster, making an impact, that does not equal fulfillment. Boom. Mm-hmm. Bummer, but not so much. I can't tell you how many multiple six figures, seven figure earners come to me unfulfilled with all the boxes checked on their goals list. So let's think about this differently. So the sentence for you to think about is, what tape are you running that says, as soon as I fill in the blank, then I'll be happy. Mm-hmm. We want to wind that back. Because you can't, it's not a mental process. That's in my mind, as soon as I have this amount in the bank, or as soon as I blah, 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 that's the mind. Let's use the three pillars of the stool again, of mind, body, and spirit. True fulfillment is balance of all those areas. I'll give you a strange example. It's not as strange as the orgasm one, but it's an example of true fulfillment that on the surface, my mind could not make it work. So I am with a fabulous man, as you can imagine, and he lives an hour away, and I have a circus over here in my house. I have three teenagers. I am divorced from a very wonderful but sort of a interesting human being, and it makes things colorful. I have an 87-year-old father who is convinced that Barack Obama is storehousing arms in our town, is going to bomb us. And so it's a loony bin over here, and it's busy and it's crazy, and I'm building my business. I am with a man who is an empty nester, and he is a passionate sailor, and he owns this gorgeous classic wooden boat. He wants to sail the world, and he is free as a bird. Now, how can that relationship possibly work? We ask ourselves that often when we're in our minds. But the reason we work is because we engage our mind, our body, and our spirit in this relationship, and it defies the logistical details. So our minds share you know, obviously what minds share, but our spiritual life is so strong, and that we are constantly in conversation about metaphysics and spirituality, and our bodies, well, obviously, we have fun, but we also need to see each other. We need to physically engage, whether it's hiking, sporting, hugs, massages. So when we are firing on all three of those, our life is fully fulfilling versus just being, achievement. So look at an area that's not feeling good and seeing again which of those pillars is not showing up as strongly as it could. And if you adjust it, your fulfillment factor will go up. And guess what? Your achievements will also increase. I don't know. Is that making sense?
Oh, absolutely.
It does. It makes really good sense. And my question to you is, what if somebody doesn't know yet what is fulfilling for them and they're looking to create this business, but they're thinking about, I mean, I think for me, I've chosen businesses that come from things that are fulfilling for me, so that's easy. I'm not sure, I don't know if that's what you have found most people are starting with. Is that what most people are starting with, Linda?
Well, I think this is a great question, Donna, because what most people come to me with is their passion, which is perfect, because your passion, you feel it, right? And build, and then you can add the mind mental strategies and you can add the spiritual connections. But yes, start with passion, because that is in your loins, right? And that's what you're talking about, Donna. You just follow that lead. And if people are a little bit dulled to their passions, then that's where you look first, is get that fire going, because it's going to fuel you in the good times and the bad. And so that would be my advice. But usually people come to me because they know what they want to do. They just don't quite know how to get there. So that's helpful.
Yeah, no, it is. It's very helpful. I mean, you know, we coached about different things, and very often people are coming to me because they no longer know what that passion is. So they're looking to find what sort of fires them up. And they've either hidden it so far from themselves, or it was so long ago, or whatever that may be. So it's great to know that usually when they're, but that doesn't mean they couldn't come to you and help you and help, you know, find exactly what is that passion for them. That's
what's
just,
gonna light them
I love
up.
The
yeah.
people
yeah.
here that, you're not getting fulfillment because you've created a business where you're making $1 million. Your fulfillment is coming from the fact that you're allowing your passion to drive what your business is going to be, right?
Right, right, exactly. Okay. Because I'm going to take a venture to guess that anyone listening to this tonight is not motivated just by money. There are people out there who
Correct.
Are, but I don't think it's this audience. And so if you don't engage
Correct.
And fire on all those pistons, you might make money, but you're going to end up like the clients that I work with, the high-impact clients that I work with. So we don't want that. And you deserve better than that.
Awesome.
And you're here to enjoy and revel and share. And the other piece is that, as you know, and I love Om Times Radio, is it's all about giving back as well. So knowing that what you're doing is having an impact, either overtly or, you know, indirectly. And talk about fulfilling. You know, that really, especially as you hit midlife, like, which I've done, that really lights me up to know that what I'm doing isn't just to fill my coffers, but it spreads out, pebble in the pot kind of thing. Yeah.
And it's one of the key pillars for success in a lot of the psychologies of success is that step of including being a contribution. We're going to actually, believe it or not, this hour went really fast. Linda, where can people find you and find out about, so you have an amazing program that you're starting now, correct?
Thank you. Well, I do have some new stuff coming out. It's not ready yet, but what I have is really, I think, is one of my best, one of the best things I've ever produced. It's a template to help people learn how to sell what they're doing. Because if you're just selling from the mind, you're like I did in my example, you're going to fall flat. Is there an approach that engages the body, the soul, the spirit? Yes. And so I want to give that to anyone who's listening. It's called the Soulful Sales Template. It's a script. It's a description of how to authentically present what you're doing, whether you're at a networking meeting, a family reunion, or selling to somebody, a prospect. This will help you get over that icky sales, phony feeling that so many people suffer from. And it's my gift tonight. So you can find that on my site, special page, and that's Women's Wealth Revolution. That's all one word, Women's, WOMENS, WealthRevolution.com/yes. And if you just pop in your email, you'll get the report right away. Yeah, it's been a real stalwart of my business, and people just love it. They come back and back to it. So enjoy that.
That's awesome. So that's a gift from Wendell Wright, which is incredible. And she is always, you know, if you're on her list or you're getting information from her, sending out really great tips and pieces of information. I love the information that she shares. And I love having someone who gets that you can completely live a fulfilling life of thriving, not surviving, thriving in a business that is spirit and healing or spirit focused or centered or passionate, and which is one of the things that, you know, always drew me to you, Linda. Shefali, do you want to add something at all there?
Oh, well, I was just going to say, Linda, it's just been such a pleasure to hear about the three pillars. You know, and sometimes we know this stuff, but just hearing it in a different way from you has given me so many ahas as well, and noticing, you know, okay, I can use this tool. I can see where I am maybe not in balance and then get into balance, you know, and asking those questions of spirit, you know, not trying to figure it out on my own, you know, with the mind. So this has been really, really helpful. And I'm sure everyone has enjoyed it.
Exactly. And I just want to thank you, ladies, because what you're doing is just is raising the vibration of the planet, and my hat is off to you. And it takes a lot of effort. And I don't know if the listeners know, but for Shefali, where she lives, it's 1 a.m. And so she gets up to perform this show, which is such a gift. And I just want to say to anyone listening, like, you can do this. If you have the seed idea of anything you want in your life, where do you think that came from? That's from your source power. And so honor that and enlist the help that you need to make that happen. But you are important, and you are making a huge difference on this planet. And so I just say yes, which is why that thing is listed at yes. Like, go and prosper, because the world needs you to. Like, hallelujah, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, awesome. Yes, and it's absolutely true. And for so many reasons do the world need you to, because when you're doing that and you're feeling fulfilled, you're happier. And the planet benefits from people being happier. All of your relationships benefit from that. You become a bigger contribution. You also receive more, which is a contribution to others. There's a whole show we could do on how many ways you thriving is actually a benefit and a gift to yourself and to the planet. So I think that that's a really important thing to remember. That is key for me. You know, very often people are like, oh, so you want me to be selfish? Yeah, I really, in that aspect, if that's how you want to define it, I want you to be selfish, because you actually fulfilling and living your passion and thriving is a gift to everyone you come in contact with, to yourself, because you're having your kids, your family, whatever relationships you're in, and anyone else that you meet along the way. So, Linda, I'm so grateful for the time that you've taken, and who knows if we just hopefully may even have you back here one day in the future. We're so excited to see what you come
Thank
up with
you.
And the book that's coming out. So please let us know when the book is out so we can share it with everybody.
Yes.
And we're going to say that one more time. You can get Linda's gift at Women's, WOMENS, Wealth, WEALTH, Revolution.com/, or what is that, forward slash yes. And you'll
Good.
Be able to get that there. We are so grateful for all of that information, and Shefali said it best. Thank you, everybody. We will be here with you next week. Thank you, Linda, for being with us.
Thanks.
Shefali, get
Thank
some
you,
sleep.
Thank you, everyone. Have a great week. Yes.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
We'll see you next week on Home Times Radio, Living with Moxie. Have a great one.